You mean whenever Steven hits me, I'm supposed to do something good for him? You've got to be kidding.
When someone does something bad to you, do you try to figure out how you can get back at him? That's not what God says to do. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Keys for Kids. Our story, Balancing the Account. But first, some good verses from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5, starting at verse 38. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow, do not turn away. Our story, Balancing the Account. Stephen burst into the family room. Mom, Melissa hit me, he yelled. He hit me first. Melissa followed close on Stephen's heels. I owed you one from last time, Stephen roared. The Bible says if someone hits you, you have the right to hit him back. He glared at his sister. In the Old Testament, it says an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I read it myself. Hey, wait a minute, Dad said. That passage isn't talking about personal vengeance. It was a civil law to ensure justice in the nation of Israel. People who return blow for blow find the scores never settled. Their actions are never balanced. Someone always owes someone else a blow. It's like your mother's checkbook and the bank statement. All heads, including Mom's, turned to him in surprise. Mom says they don't balance, added Dad. We put money into a checking account, and then we keep track of how much is spent. The bank keeps track, too. We should agree with them on the amount that's left, but a minute ago, Mom complained that they don't come out the same. They don't balance. That's true, admitted Mom with a rueful smile. Well, for our actions to balance, I had to hit Melissa, insisted Stephen. Like I said, I owed her a good punch. Jesus had a better plan, Dad said. He says to return good for evil. When you do that, you'll often be surprised to find that the other person changes too, and the action between the two of you does balance out. That's the only way to really settle the score. Why don't you try it? You mean whenever Stephen hits me, I'm supposed to do something good for him? Melissa asked with a frown. God says to overcome evil with good, repeated Dad. Nobody said it would be easy, but the results are worth the effort. Stephen and Melissa looked at each other. We'll try, they said in unison. Hey, this'll sure be different, added Stephen. You want a piece of my candy, Melissa? Sure, she replied, and you can play one of my games if you want to. Mom smiled. Great, she said. That balances one account. Now, if I could just get my checkbook and the bank statement to balance. Well, how about you? Are you keeping track of the wrong treatment others give you? Are you figuring out how you can get back at them? God's way to settle the issue is for you to do something good for them. Think of someone who recently wasn't very nice to you. Then think of something you could do that would be nice for him or her. Now go do it and see what happens. You'll feel a whole lot better when you use God's way to balance your account with that person. Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And our key thought, return good for evil. You've been listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. We are supported by caring listeners like you and on the web at keysforkids.org. Check it out soon. That's keysforkids.org. We're here because kids need Christ. Bye now.